The rain is starting to taper off this morning, thankfully, but Massachusetts residents are waking up to a mess. Closed roads, flooded homes, and still rising rivers. And state officials say the worst may be yet to come. For a roundup of the situation, we turn this morning to Peter Judge, spokesman for MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Peter, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Bob.
Peter, this morning, give us the latest. Tell us the areas of most concern.
Right now, anywhere where there are rivers, we're still very concerned because central eastern Massachusetts rivers are pretty much all above flood stage. Some are really now starting to crest and starting to recede a little bit, but many of the others won't be cresting really for another day or two and ultimately probably be into next week before they get below flood stage. If there's there's one area of the state that probably is requires more of our concentration than others, however, is Bristol County, the southeast part of the state, and probably more specifically the Fall River, Freetown, Lakeville area. They seem to get the biggest slug of rain and have had the biggest impact as far as roads and evacuation, need for evacuations, and a lot of localized street flooding.
Is there any way to know how many people have actually been forced out of their homes because of flooding, and maybe just because they have water in their basements and their furnaces are out?
That's something which we really can't determine at this point. When we get into our preliminary disaster assessments, we usually then get a pretty good idea of how many folks had to leave, because in reality, a lot of people basically self-evacuate, if you will. They realize they're going to have a problem and make other arrangements for themselves, so it's not like the community has organized an evacuation. But you're right. As with the last storm, we know of literally thousands of people who are in the situation where they didn't have power or didn't have a furnace or they didn't have any hot water because of the flooding in their basement, and therefore made accommodations for themselves.
And what about the highways this morning? Are many roads closed?
Well, there's really scattered road closures literally all over the state. Southeast part of the state, probably more so. But I would expect, no matter where you're driving this morning, to make it a little extra time, because you're probably going to run into some barriers at some point, whether more so on localized roads. But there are some highways around the state where maybe there's a lane closed or maybe there's an exit ramp closed. Nothing of great significance in the greater Boston area, but nonetheless something that folks have to take into consideration as they're driving in this morning.
Back to the rivers for a second, if I can. When
Sure.
do you expect the bulk of them to begin to recede? I know some are already going down this morning because the heaviest of the rain has moved out.
Right, but the trick is not to be fooled. The rain has stopped, but a lot of the water that's saturated in the ground or in smaller streams are eventually slowly going to make their way into these rivers. The Blackstone, we're really happy to say, a river that is causing a lot of problems down in southeast Massachusetts, actually crested about 8 o'clock this morning. So that's a good thing. Taunton River probably this afternoon. But a lot of the rivers, the Assabet and those in eastern and central Mass, probably more so as we get into the day on Thursday. So, we're going to be watching all of the rivers. And as I said, just because they crest just means they're going to start to go down. It doesn't mean that someone's going to pull the plug and they're going to move down very, very quickly.
And I know you're keeping a close eye on a bunch of dams, over three dozen dams around the state that are being pressured in the storm. And what are the dams of most concern? And there's a breach dam in the town of Freetown.
Right. The Freetown area is what we're watching most closely. There's a couple of dams down there, but Department of Conservation and Recreation, their dam safety people, have had their eye on about 20 to 30 dams since before this event started. That being said, as much rain as we've had on these three storms and as concerned as we are with a number of these dams as far as water coming over the top, we really have not lost the integrity of any of these dams, although some communities, particularly down in Freetown and others, where they're just concerned for the public downstream, if you will, have reached out to people to suggest maybe a voluntary evacuation to take place. But at this point, we haven't lost any dams.
Peter Judge of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, MEMA, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Okay, my pleasure, Bob.